This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 31st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. DPR frightened by what it digs up. Republicans say bailout still necessary. Democrats and Republicans disagree over impact of China deal. DPR moves to regulate pesticide-treated seeds. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has unveiled a draft proposal aimed at incorporating seeds treated with pesticides into California's regulatory framework. Under a 2024 settlement with environmental groups, DPR committed to propose regulations by next February and finalize them by 2027 to include treated seeds in registration, sale reporting, and environmental review. The proposal would ensure seeds delivered, sold, or planted in California are treated only with pesticides registered by DPR for that purpose. It would require reporting of treated seed sales and use, which would include crop type, acres planted, and how many pounds of the active ingredient are applied. It would also clarify DPR's authority to assess and mitigate environmental and human health harms from treated seeds. For growers and seed firms, the changes could mean new tracking obligations and restrictions, particularly for systemic insecticides like neonicotinoids. DPR is taking comments through December 1st. Water Board can enforce SGMA in Kings County court rules. A California appellate court has lifted a preliminary injunction that had blocked SGMA enforcement of the Tulare Lake Subbasin in Kings County. The State Water Board successfully appealed the injunction granted by the County Superior Court, which had halted state-imposed monitoring, reporting, and extraction fee requirements in the basin. The appellate court panel found the trial court abused its discretion in issuing a basin-wide injunction. Along with the well metering and reporting, farms pumping water in the subbasin will be paying fees to the board. Key Republicans still want farm bailout. Key Senate Republicans still want emergency aid for farmers despite the end of the U.S.-China trade war. The Trump administration wants to provide about $12 billion in aid using its Commodity Credit Corporation authority. Lawmakers have been planning a second tranche of assistance to augment that funding. Even though President Donald Trump's trade deal with China could boost soybean exports close to what they were in 23 and 24 for farmers, this year is going to be worse than last year, said Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas. He said, "We have to wait and see what the commodity prices do, but right now, unless something changes drastically, if you're growing something in the ground, you're losing money." Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman John Hovind of North Dakota told AgriPulse the CCC aid package is ready to go. He said the only thing delaying the money is the government shutdown. Hovind said, quote, "We still need it, obviously, in my opinion, and it's teed up and good to go. It's really up to the president and ag secretary to decide on the timing." Senate passes all three tariff-ending measures. The Senate voted against the so-called reciprocal tariffs on almost every trading partner yesterday. The third voted as many days to overturn parts of the president's tariff agenda. The senators voted 51-47 for the measure led by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, challenging the underlying emergency used to impose global tariffs. A previous vote on the same bill in April failed. The same Republicans who voted Wednesday to end the Canada tariffs supported the reciprocal tariff resolution yesterday. Kentucky Senators Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, and Maine's Susan Collins. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had voted to scrap the latest tariffs on Brazil Tuesday, but he opposed the Wednesday and Thursday measures. Tillis, who has said he will not seek re-election, explained his vote to AgriPulse yesterday. Brazil, he said, unlike many other international trading partners, has a trade surplus with the U.S. I don't think that's a secret that the impetus behind the Brazil tariff was the president's displeasure with a judicial outcome, he added. In the meantime, he said that he was reassured that many of Canada's exports to the U.S. already exempt from tariffs under a North American free trade agreement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Acting Reclamation Commissioner optimistic about prospects for Colorado River deal. Acting Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Scott Cameron said yesterday he's optimistic Colorado River Basin states will reach an agreement on a post-2026 framework for water cuts. The agency has given states until mid-November to come up with a plan. Cameron, in a virtual discussion with members of the Family Farm Alliance, suggested that in the 20-year agreement, states may consider doing, quote, something different in the near term rather than the long term. He emphasized the dire need for a solution, noting that the system's two largest reservoirs, Lake Powell and Meade, are in unusually challenging circumstances right now in terms of capacity. I am cautiously optimistic. I don't think unreasonably optimistic that there will be a seven-state deal that will provide certainty for the future of the basin in the next 20 years, he said. Take note. Negotiations have been gridlocked with upper basin negotiators unwilling to commit to further mandatory cuts, which is what lower basin negotiators are demanding. Reclamation official, 1,000 fewer employees at agency due to downsizing. Roughly 1,000 Bureau of Reclamation employees have left the agency as a result of downsizing efforts, an agency official told Western Farmers and Irrigation District members yesterday. David Lumbo, the Reclamation Deputy Commissioner for Operations, said at the Family Farm Alliance annual meeting in Reno that the agency staff totaled around 5,700 before downsizing began. Of those, roughly 1,000 have left due to deferred resignations and other workforce reduction efforts at the agency, Palumbo said. Now take note, overall, Reclamation has actually lost 2,000 employees, but around 1,000 of those relocated to other parts of the Interior Department due to agency restructuring. While no longer technically Reclamation employees, many of the staff still help fulfill the agency's functions, he said. Here's today's final word. California is nuts. That yard signs promoting the Western Tree Nut Association, which are circulating in ag counties encouraging growers, haulers, and processors to join. WTNA is also installing banners on Highway 505 in Yolo County and along Highway 99 in the Central Valley. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 31st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.